Unit 64, Exploring Our World. The world is a vast and expansive place that still has many unknown regions and entities humans have yet to discover. Explorers are those people who set out to find such hidden objects. Without explorers, many of the things we know about in the world today would not exist for us, including the obelisks. Obelisks. In Egypt, Angkor Wat in Cambodia, and Machu Picchu in Peru. Explorers are often highly opinionated. Opinionated. People who firmly believe they can discover what no one else has. These brave souls have trained themselves to become attuned. Attuned to any obstacle that may present itself to them. While most people would be appalled. Appalled at some of the places they go and things they need to encounter, explorers live for danger. Jack had succeeded his father as an archaeologist and wished to continue his work attempting to find the lost city of Atlantis. Many believed his quest was brash and unwarranted, especially since it was so expensive, yet Jack knew he could finish his father's work. Before departing on his expedition, he needed to get permission from the county's registrar office. In the past, many so-called explorers had used science as a ruse to hunt endangered animals in deep waters, and so today, everyone had to register before diving too far underwater. Jack submitted his tentative plan and schedule to the official with a smile on his face. The official felt that the illegal poachers that had recently been caught in the deep waters were highly deplorable. Deplorable. For using science as a disguise to commit crime, Jack assured the official that he was irreconcilable compared to these men, and that he was only looking for answers to his father's questions. Though hesitant at first, the official stamped his license and told him to leave. Once in his submarine, Jack and his crew pushed down on the steering yoke, and began to descend beneath the water. The last time he had been on a dive, Jack was a student writing a thesis on rare zygotes that lived near thermal vents on the ocean floor. Today, he was conducting a far more comprehensive study of a much larger area to find clues that would unlock the secrets of Atlantis. As they continued downward into the abyss, Jack knew this was what he was supposed to be doing with his life.